When word came that the slide area on Upper Street was to be repaired, everyone was all smiles until the Great White Wall appeared. And not only was the design faulty, but the sight of all that white rock became a real eyesore. Spruce Pine Town Attorney Lloyd Heiss has suggested when the work is complete, the town should look into putting some kind of covering on the area.
My suggestion to council was simply that they contact the engineers and see if covering those rocks would have any impairment to the structural integrity of the wall once the wall is repaired. And if there is no impairment, and they will say that they do not think it would cause any impairment, then you might look at the possibility of putting dirt in there and sewing some kind of cover on it. It's something that the town would probably have to pay for if they did, because I don't think the engineers would undertake the responsibility of that additional cost when it was not part of the original design. I'm sure they were not looking at aesthetics, they were looking at cost, and that white rock was cheaper than most any other rock they could have got. SNME estimates it's going to take them about 4 months to do the repairs and to get the wall stable and to put a new wall in front of it that will hold the weight behind it. It would be when that's done before you could start anything toward doing anything aesthetically.
Spruce Pine Town Attorney Lloyd Heiss. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.